This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Frida Berrigan is the daughter of political activists Philip Berrigan and Elizabeth McAllister, known for protests against war and nuclear weapons that often cost them time in prison. Now a wife and mother herself, Berrigan has also taken to the picket line. She's written about her unusual experience growing up in It Runs in the Family, on being raised by radicals and growing into rebellious motherhood. I asked Berrigan, what exactly is it that runs in the family?
Well, what runs in the family is a commitment to justice, a desire to see the world be better than it is right now, a desire to see the end of war, the end of racism, the end of economic inequality. And what runs in the family is a belief that it's not the systems or the people in power or the institutions that are going to do that, but that people are going to do that, and people working together are going to enact that change. So Phil Berrigan and Liz McAllister were activists against the Vietnam War, against nuclear weapons, against racial inequality in the United States. They found each other when both of them were inside of religious orders. My father was a Josephite priest, and my mom was a religious of the Sacred Heart of Mary nun. And they met and fell in love while both being really committed anti-war activists. Once they got married, they kind of looked at the anti-war movement and realized that it had been really, of course, the people of the United States were a large part of the reason that the Vietnam War ended, and huge, protests in the streets and a lot of political ferment and fervor. But that people burned out really fast, and that it was really hard to sustain a high level of commitment, that people went, had to get back to the business of raising a family or having a job or pursuing a career, or that just it was hard. It was like people took time out from their lives to do social and political justice work instead of seeing that as integral to life. And so they formed the Jonah House community in Baltimore, and that's where my brother and my sister and I were raised. I think the values that they instilled in us and that vision of a kind of different tomorrow are some of the things that run in our family.
Have you done it any time yourself?
I have been arrested a number of times for peace witnesses at military installations, and then in Washington most recently as part of a group called Witness Against Torture, which is trying to shut down Guantanamo and end the practice of torture. And it's just sort of a fluke that none of those witnesses have resulted in jail time. I've been held overnight, and but I haven't been sentenced to jail time.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Frida Berrigan, the author of It Runs in the Family, on being raised by radicals and growing into rebellious motherhood. I want to ask you, all of this that your parents have done, all that you've done, and all the people around you, is it effective?
Well, I think it comes down to how you measure effectiveness, and sort of objectively looking at the world, and the war that started January 17th, 1991 is still going on, and it has rippled and repercussed, throughout the world. And we can see the you know, we can see the seeds of it in Paris, France. We can see it in Belgium. We can see it here in the United States. You know, we can see it at Guantanamo. We can just kind of see all of that rippling and cascading, throughout our world. And yet I talk in the book about being inculcated with a sense of moral cheerfulness and this sense that the work is its own reward, you know, that doing the work is a part of it, right? It's not just about what happens, you know, what we can objectively achieve. And I sort of wonder what the world would look like if there were no peace activists, if there were no people sort of standing up. How much worse could it be if people weren't standing up, sort of building solidarity, standing with the victims, you know, protecting the vulnerable? If none of this was happening, you know, what would the world look like? So there's that. And then there's, you know, what would we look like as people if we weren't, you know, trying as hard as we could to see our values and what we believe is important sort of realized out in the world. There's this famous and perhaps somewhat apocryphal story about A.J. Mustey, the great pacifist, standing in front of the White House during the Vietnam War at a regular vigil for peace, and nobody else showed up. And because it was raining and cold, the weather was miserable. And so a reporter comes up to him and says, "Mr. Mustey, what do you hope to change, being here by yourself?" And to which Mustey replies, "You know, I don't do this to change the world. I do this so that the world won't change me." And I think that the value of that cannot be overstated, that by acting, by organizing, by working, you know, we're trying to see something realized in the world, but that we're also realizing something in ourselves, which is that we will not succumb to disillusionment, that we will not get tired, that we will not give up, that we will not let the values of our consumerist culture sort of, you know, just kind of seep into us and make us people who just go to the mall and, you know, play video games all the time. So I think that's really important.
So in the end, it's about answering for our own lives, our own selves, our own backyards, and that's what eventually makes a difference in the world.
Yes.
You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Frida Berrigan, the author of It Runs in the Family, on being raised by radicals and growing into rebellious motherhood. I'm Zinta Astars. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.